parasols lined the streets of El Mercadito, the little market. It's the place to go to cash out American greenbacks for pesos in Mexico's organized crime capital, Culiacán, Sinaloa. It's a violent city along the Pacific coast with a long history of drug trafficking. The setup is the same at nearly every parasol. A woman sits in its shade, surrounded by two or three young, well-built men. A car approaches. Somebody was paid in American dollars, needs to convert that to Mexican pesos, but doesn't want to report where the money came from. A negotiation. Then the cash transaction, then the money exchanger simply walks the dollars over to the money exchange house, the Casa de Cambio, and cashes it out. The money exchange houses have reporting limits, so if it's too much cash, and it often is, the money is divided up among more people to cash out. One of the money exchangers speaks freely, his partner's walking away when this reporter approaches.
Pues eso sí, quién sabe dónde vengan los dólares. Sabemos que los dólares son de Estados Unidos, pero pues quién sabe cómo traigan para acá.
He has no idea where the money came from, he says. He knows it started in the U.S., but doesn't know how it got to this street in Culiacán. The money exchange on this street is small time, mostly local farmers and low-level cartel workers. The big money transfers, those billions and billions of dollars, that involves the Casas de Cambio and the big banks in the United States. The biggest money laundering case so far has been that of North Carolina-based Wachovia Bank. Investigators found that the bank had allowed $378 billion to flow unhindered from Casas de Cambio in Mexico right into its U.S. accounts. Michael McDonald is a retired IRS investigator. Now he's an anti-money laundering specialist who works with the banks.
The volumes of those currency deposits exceeded normal transaction activity from these accounts. At that point, Wachovia or any other institution must answer the simple question of what's causing this. And it appears that Wachovia never followed up on that.
The way the money was laundered is fairly simple. The drug traffickers used the Mexican Casas de Cambio as their middlemen. The money was smuggled into Mexico and deposited into the houses. Then, when the traffickers needed to buy items on this side of the border, the money house would simply transfer the funds into its own accounts at Wachovia. Criminal proceedings were brought against Wachovia, but nobody was ever arrested. Instead, Wachovia paid a fine, $160 million, or about 5% of the money laundered. McDonald was furious that no banking individual was ever charged.
This was an outrageous situation, and I'm surprised that there were no criminal prosecutions in this case.
Wells Fargo bought Wachovia in 2008. Executives declined to comment for this story, but released a statement saying they've spent $40 million in the past 4 years to keep their banks compliant with anti-money laundering laws. There are other cases against other banks pending. The U.S. branch of London-based HSBC Holdings is now under investigation for the same type of dealings with money exchange houses. The Casas de Cambio here have a long history of dealing with the underworld.
Es algo que ha estado con nosotros, es que sería el cambio, el mercado negro de dólares ha estado con nosotros desde que yo recuerde, desde que nací.
That's Elmer Mendoza, a Culiacán crime novelist. He says the black money market has been a part of the city since the opium days in the 1940s. Back at the Mercadito, the money exchanger says today, business is slow.
Varía, pues, ahora he estado muy solo, pero hay días que agarra hasta unos...
There are some days here, he says, when he alone changes out $10,000 to $20,000. There's at least 10 parasol stations on this block. There's enough work for everyone, he says. Reporting from Culiacán, Sinaloa, I'm Michel Marisco.